Hallelujah.
And I thank each one of you for joining us. It is time now to turn the call over to Pastor Vanessa.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mr. Robin. This is Pastor Vanessa, and again, greetings to each and every one of you on the Master's Call as we enter this thankful Thursday. Thank you so much again, Minister Robin, for getting our people seated in the Spirit so that their hearts and their minds can receive, thus said the Word of God. We are just excited each and every day to celebrate our Lord and Savior, to lift up the name of Jesus. And the Master's Call endeavors to always be that place where God's name is glorified. And the people of God on this line each and every morning, you are edified, and that old nasty devil is horrified because the eagles have gathered to say Jesus Christ is Lord. So again, I'm Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, who along with myself founded this call a little over a year and about, what, a week ago, and we are just humbled and honored that so many of you faithfully press in each and every morning on this call, the mission that the Lord placed on our hearts, the mandate that is on this call, the assignment we always want to keep before the people of God, is that we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We want to enrich your lives because there's such a rich nourishment in the Word of God, because the Master's Call is really all about the Master from the beginning to the end. We want to enhance your lives so that, as the Jabez prayer says, that it adds to it. You see yourself expanding your borders. See yourselves as the eagles you are, spreading your wings and flying to that destiny, that place of purpose that God has assigned to your life. And because we preach the inherent Word of God on this line, you're empowered to then turn around and be in your circle of influence, your ministers in the marketplace, and God's kingdom builders. And the Word as the foundational force to fortify our lives on the Master's Call, our text scripture, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And the 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning, the prayers of the righteous, the Word of God, comes before us. And we say that by saying, "Jesus, you are Lord of our lives. We love you and we adore you." And we're so excited from coast to coast, north to south, east to west, and even callers across the world on Skype have been joining us each and every morning on this, the Master's Call. We have a website that we encourage you to go to, because many of you, because of different time zones, may not be able to get on the call when it's done live, but thank God for internet and the web, that we encourage you to go to our website and spread the word about our website, where there is a chronicle, an arsenal of each and every message since our journey began over a year ago. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And be that missionary messenger to let others know about us and spread the good news that there's a place, a location where you can go and take a word break, an inspiration break, an encouragement break, and have your soul fed. So again, that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And one of the assignments that knitted our hearts together, Dr. PK and myself, is to pray is to be midwives, to birth in the heavenlies and manifest on earth around the purposes, the plans of God. And we encourage you as our TMC family to literally send your prayer requests, your praise reports, or just to let us know that you're out there to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have been so humbled and honored to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and wrap in the word your prayers and watch God manifest his promises in our lives and be co-laborers in Christ. We encourage you to send those prayer requests, send those prayer praise reports. And for those of you who have been on the line every day, sitting, enjoying, receiving, we are always inviting others to be prayer warriors. We have a group of individuals who have stepped up and said, I will pray and lift up the name of Jesus. And you hear them each and every morning on the line, but there's always room for more. And we are asking that more of you, I know you've enjoyed hearing, but we want you to be a part of what God is doing on this call. We are just growing each and every week, and we would love to have more of you. And it's not about how well you pray, how eloquent you pray, or how well you just go in. It's about a sincere heart and just speaking the word of God. So email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our new prayer general that we've excitedly welcomed for the next year. We're spreading all the responsibilities. Minister Robin has stepped up to the plate, and she will get back with you and welcome you. So at this time, we want to open up in prayer. But before we do, my gosh, the main thing that brought and knitted our hearts together is Artis International. And Artis is a Christian-based company that is an exciting time right now. And there are many of you on the line who are artist distributors. And I tell you, I've met so many wonderful people, and my life has been enriched because of Artis International. And we're encouraging you to go to artis.com/vision2012. And that artist is spelled A, R, D as in David, Y as in yellow, sssamsam.com. And hear what we're all about. Some of you say, well, what is an artist? Well, please go and hear about our vision. And if you're not a part of Artis International, get back with the person who invited you on this line. If you are an artist, you definitely need to hear where the vision, where our owners, the Diaz de Leon family, have been touched by God to lead us the remainder of this year and on to the horizon of 2012. And it is exciting. We are a health and wellness company, and I tell you, the products are phenomenal, from our garments to our nutritional products to our skincare, our green line. We have it all. And our gourmet coffee that we have just rolled out. And I tell you, it is an exciting time at Artis International, and we invite you to be a part. So let's have our opening prayer, because we have one of our own this morning who has been such a blessing to this call, who will be bringing the word. So I'm going to ask right now, Minister Candy, I see, is listed to do our opening prayer. If you would come now and open us up with a word of prayer so that we can get this awesome call going even higher in God. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do, loud and clear.
Praise God. Psalm of David says in the 34th chapter, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The angels of the Lord encamp all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. May the Lord add a blessing to Artists International and its founders. May the Lord add a blessing to the founders of the Master's Call. May the Lord add a blessing to our speaker this morning. Holy Spirit, I release you to roam through the atmosphere like a heat-seeking missile and launch and touch down upon the phone lines and the airwaves and the frequencies. Speak through our speaker with clarity of words that come straight from your throne. May the Lord bless everyone under the sound of my voice. May you receive and take heed to the word that is forthcoming today as we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered to be stronger ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for aligning the heavens so that the word of God can go forth freely. Well, our speaker, our mouthpiece this morning is absolutely no stranger to this call. It's just absolutely a bundle of joy and blessings, and you hear her energy and her sunshine come through the phone each and every morning. I tell you, shining bright all the way from the West Coast. I want to give a little bit more background about her because many of you have heard her, but you don't know about her. And then I'm going to ask her to just take her time and minister what the Lord has given her. Our minister this morning is our very own Tiffany Lauderdale, who was born and raised in Southern California. And she is the mother of Kalon Williams. And Tiffany is the middle child. I can understand that, with an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. And is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, with a B.S. in criminal justice. And she grew up in the National Baptist Convention and held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. And she's currently employed now with the city of Culver City, California, in their transportation department. She is a faithful single-parent mom and serves as a parent chair of the First Tee, that's T-E-E, of South Los Angeles, where Kalon participates in golfing with her son. And she is currently attending the Oasis Christian Center, Christian Church in Los Angeles. And Tiffany is a beloved event planner, designer, and coordinator, and very active distributor of Artists International. I love how she says in her bio that she loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon, who is her golfer, her basketball player, her scholar, and she says so beautifully, he's her young man of God in training. Tiffany states she was given this opportunity to mature into her calling on this, the Master's Call, her worldwide family. And I encourage you all, even after today and on, to go to her Facebook page where she's listed as Tiffany Lauderdale, spelled like Fort Lauderdale, and just love on her like we love and esteem her. I appreciate her, how she has so stepped up to the plate. And whatever we ask her to do, she does. And God has just stretched her, and there's so much more inside of her. So I'm going to definitely, as she loves to say, get out of the way and let the woman of God minister to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits this morning. Minister Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for that introduction. For truly, I know it's not about me, but it's all about Jesus. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, which you are my family. So I'm not going to even say the Master Call listeners. I'm going to say the Master Call family, because truly each one of you are a part of my family. I thank God for this opportunity and this privilege. So this morning, you know, and God sometimes is comical to me, because sometimes I say, oh, man, I see my name on the calendar and I have to speak. Okay, so what is it that you would have me to say, Lord? And And a lot of times he just says, you know what, deal with what's right in front of you. Deal with the situations that I have been bringing in front of you that you have to answer and that you have to deal with. And really, seriously, from the last 2 weeks, I have been receiving, like, tons of requests for prayer, tons of requests to pray for people, tons of requests to give my opinion as to why someone's blessing has been blocked. And so the Lord said to me, Tiffany, just deal with that. Let people know that it's blocked because they're not connected to me. And Pastor Chuck said that on yesterday in the favor connection. We have to be connected to Jesus. See, if we don't have a relationship with him, then how do we expect for him to work on our behalf? Even though, yeah, he may give you a little tidbit here and there, but to get the abundant blessings of God, we need to be in relationship with him. So today my title is, It's All About You, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. See, man's way to reach God is religion, and God's way to reach man is Jesus, which is relationship. So let me just define something right now. You know, we know about religion, we know about relationship, but just let me define it just briefly. The American Heritage Dictionary defines religion as brief belief in and reference for a supernatural power or powers regarded as creator and governor of the universe. A personal or institutionalized system grounded in such belief and worship. That's religion, which is a noun. Relationship, another noun, is the condition or fact of being related, connection or association. See, relationships are interaction. It's about communication. It's about love. It's about life being vibrant. See, Jesus did not come to the earth to establish religion, but he did come for a relationship. Religion was already here when he got here because, see, the Jewish leaders and the Pharisees, they had already had rules and regulations. They had a law going on. And a lot of times they couldn't even keep it or fill it with among themselves. But then, see, Jesus came. Jesus came that we may have life. And in John 10:10, it says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. See, Jesus wants us to know him. See, when Jesus went out through the Bible, he went out to where the people were. He didn't ask them to come to where he was, but he went to where they were. He went out to talk to them. And as he talked to them, he would listen to them as well. See, it's not about just monologue, but it's dialogue. See, he talked and listened, and then he listened to them as well. See, he met them right where they were. And he does the same thing for us. He listens. He allows for us to talk. He allows us to pray. And he responds back. And he meets us right where we are. See, Jesus wants us to have a relationship with him. In Acts 17, verses 27 through 28, it says, God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. John 15:12-13 says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. See, Jesus came so that we would get to know him and know God better. John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. See, it's all about Jesus today. See, today is your day to begin to fully know and trust in Jesus. It's your day to have an intimate relationship with him. See, we could trust other people and we could be intimate and do other things with other people, but now is the time God is calling us to be intimate with him. He's waiting patiently for us just to say, Lord, I acknowledge you and I accept you and I want to have a relationship with you. Communicate with him through prayer and fasting. Get to know him. Get to know what his characteristics are by reading your word. Live your life on purpose and with purpose to please God. Accept God. Receive him as your personal Savior. Confess your sins. Repent. Daily deny yourself and allow God to draw nigh to you. See, when we're in control, God moves to the side sometimes. You know, Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9 says, for by grace are you saved, through faith. And this is not of your own. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, no longer be in control of your life, no longer your will, no longer your agenda, but begin to allow God's will, his plan, his purpose, his provision to be done in your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through you, to control you, to direct your life, to direct the steps that God has already predestined for you, and allow yourself to walk into what God has already set forth for you. No longer your path, no longer your way, but it's about your relationship with God. See, he will never leave you in your journey. He will never forsake you in your walk. See, John 14:6 says, I, meaning Jesus, am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through me. So that means that we have to have that connection with God. Love Jesus and allow your life to be full of love. Allow your life to be full of joy, peace, freedom, power, and pursue the goal to get to eternal life and to be in heaven with our Father. See, we all need to put our trust and faith in Jesus and in what he did for us on the cross, and not just in any religion, but in the relationship. See, you know, if we accept God's gift of salvation and eternal life and experience the joy of having a right relationship of love with God, then great things happen in abundant ways. He wants to give us a full and meaningful and satisfying life that you can only have when you make that connection to have an intimate relationship with God. So now people say, you know what, I've been waiting on this and I've been waiting on that, but they are not connected to God. They don't attend a ministry. They're not connected to a Bible-teaching church. But then they want God to bless them. And I say, get connected to God today. If you're not in a relationship with God today, I say ask him to come into your heart on this day. Repent of your sins and say, Lord, you know what, I apologize. No longer am I going to run my agenda, Lord. No longer am I going to do my will, Lord. But your will be done in my life this day, Lord. I surrender to you that my life will be filled with what you have already predestined for my life to be filled with, Father. I submit to you and I will obey your will. I will obey your instructions in the Bible. I will submit to your word and obey your word that my life will be blessed. Say that today. It's not too late. God is just waiting just to grab you and hug you with wide open arms and allow you to rest in his word. And you know I couldn't leave this call today without singing a song to you. And I pray as this song has blessed me that it would bless you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. When I lift my voice on high and I raise my hands to the sky, it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you. When I lift my voice on high and I raise my hands to the sky, nobody but you, Jesus, nobody but you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. When I lift my voice on high and I raise my hands to the sky, it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Lord, we give you the honor and praise this day. Allow your will to be done in our lives, and we will always say, it's all about you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. It is all about you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Feel truly the presence of the Lord on this line today. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for reminding us to stay connected to Jesus, because it's all about you, Lord. This call, the Master's call, is always all about our Lord and Savior. So we appreciate you, woman of God, for that awesome word. I'm going to ask our new prayer general minister, Robin, if you would come and close this awesome word and lift up our prayer requests in our last 3 minutes.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Just a little louder, woman of God, and
okay.
The floor is yours.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, it is all about you. We lift our hands up to you, Lord God, and we say thank you for the woman of God that brought the word forward today, Lord. Thank you that our ears are open to hear what was spoken to us today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we put you first, because we live in you. In you we live, in you we move, and in you we have our being. Father God, it is all about you. And show each one of us as we spend time with you, seeking you, what that means and how to ensure that it truly is all about you. Father, I thank you for those that have come here on this call and who have given us prayer requests. And Lord, you are the Lord of lords and you are the King of kings. And none of this has ever taken you by surprise. So we thank you that help is upon your people. We thank you, Lord God, that provision is upon your people. We thank you, Lord God, that they have your peace because you are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Lord God, that those that have gone home to be with you, Lord God, comfort their loved ones. We thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing missing in any of our lives, Father. Lord God, we thank you for even the prayers that have not been spoken, because we know that it's all about you, and you loved us so much that you gave us everything. We are filled with you in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, such a sweet presence of the Lord is on this line this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for sealing that word in prayer. And I tell you, Minister, Miss Evangelist Tiffany, I tell you, we appreciate you allowing the God to stir up his word in you and minister to us and seal it with that anointed simple worship that it is all about you. So, Lord, we thank you for what you've done on the master's call this morning. I thank you for just allowing your kingdom come and your will to be done on this line. I thank you, Minister Candy, for that opening prayer, and you again, Minister Robin, for greeting the people of God. So to each and every one of you, we now commission you, as we do each and every day, to stay focused, faithful, and firm, remembering that we are God's ministers in the marketplace, and it's our turn to submit to the call on our life. It's our turn to choose to obey, because it's all about him, and go out and wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring God's people into the marvelous light. Be Jesus with hands extended. Be his minister in the marketplace and his kingdom builder. Until we hear you on this call tomorrow, have a very thankful Thursday, because it is all about him. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.